Jesus, you must have been in the bathroom a long time.
Yeah. I hope you lost it all.
Did Emily give you a hug for me?
She always does.
Well, I'm next, so just get in line, right?
That's right. Your boy's coming to Buffalo down their season this weekend.
Probably. I didn't get to watch the game because I had to cuddle my wife, watch TV, but...
You had to watch TV with the wife? You couldn't watch football, huh? Uh-oh.
I could have. I'm not getting home until 8, 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was 30 to, like, I don't know, 14 or something, and then all of a sudden I texted you, and he texted me back, like, I hope you bet the house. I'm like, wait, what's that mean? And I'm like, oh, my God, it's 30-27.
No, I sent that before the touchdown, actually. I sent it just being an asshole and saying, I hope you lose it all. No, then they scored. Yeah, they scored. There was 30-19. They scored a touchdown and got the 2-point. There was still like 7 minutes to go. I was like, all right, well, they're down 3. They got a shot. Then the Lions went down, scored a touchdown with 5 minutes to go. I was like, oh, okay, well, they're done. Then the Cowboys drove down and should have freaking got a touchdown again to make it 37-34. Instead, they had to settle for a field goal because of a bullshit pass interference on the offense call.
So it wasn't 4th and 3?
It was 3rd and 3 when the penalty happened.
So why didn't those pussies for the whole season down the line...
They're down 10. Art, why would you go? You got to kick the field goal there. Any smart coach would kick the field goal.
There was still like 3.5 minutes left.
Yeah, and they had 3 timeouts. It's 2 possessions. You got to cut it. You got to get your field goal one way or another. Does it matter?
Right, but you'd rather only have to drive 25 yards with a kicker to kick 70 yards on the last drive of the game than have to get a touchdown.
No, I disagree on that. You don't get it game over. And if you kick it off and stop them, you'll have more than enough time to go 60, 70 yards. It would be fine.
No, I don't agree. I think they should have. Dude, if you don't have, like, your greatest play, Super Bowl winning play, quarterback fakes the handoff, rolls out, and quarterback sneaks it in for a touchdown, you don't deserve to get to the Super Bowl anyway, because you didn't...
Zach Taylor would have went for it.
I would have went for it.
And that's why you're not an NFL head coach. Trust me, Brian Schottenheimer, he's got a good pulse on that team. They're doing the right thing.
Yeah, well, they lost, so he made the wrong decision.
Yeah, well, could have been worse if he went for it.
I took Detroit, giving up 3.5 anyway.
There you go.
So you can't blame that one on me.
Is that why you called, to tell me that you really took Detroit?
No, I just wanted to see if you showed up for work, because they said you weren't there yet, and I was a little concerned.
Oh gosh, I'm here, rain or shine, Artie.
Yeah. Well.
Well, did you at least sell a diamond yesterday that I sent to you? Did you do your job, Artie?
She's buying 3 lab diamonds for 3 different, 2 rings and a necklace.
What?
She changed her mind.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, they're taking over. I mean, you're going to spend 12, 13 grand on one stone or get 3 monsters for, you know, whatever the hell I want to charge her, except she knows another jeweler, so I'm afraid she's going to ask him because he's kind of going out of business. You know, what's the deal with these lab grows? He's going to be like, oh, they're cutting, you know, they're making them at $70 a carat. And, well, she's going to go, oh, he's charging me $2,500 for a 2.5 carat. And
Well, no shit. They're worthless, Artie. You're basically promoting bullshit is what you're doing.
Yeah, well, you know what? Nobody pays shit when you resell your stuff anyway, so the whole bullshit that it's worth something later in life, that's a fucking joke.
Well, it's worth something. It's not worth nothing.
To who? I've seen these guys buy shit. If it's a $10,000 appraisal, they'll give you like $1,500, $2,000. Shit, I could spend that.
That's because you jewelers are fucking scam artists is the reason.
Yeah, my brother and people, you know, that's how they are though. Yeah. I tell people, you know, if you want the truth, you go lose that fucking ring and get your $10,000 that way, because otherwise you're getting $2,000. So you can be all ethical, but you're missing out on $8,000. Because I've talked to insurance guys. They still have no fucking clue. I'm like, oh, my God, I should have a side business, you know, that's Great White Diamonds, and we work only with the insurance companies to replace all this shit for them because they're all paying out. I mean, I could go, dude, I can get an SI1 2-carat. Instead of you paying them $25,000, we can replace it for $18,000 because you got a killer account that's going to really feed you because you're doing a lot of business.
Yeah, but they're paying premiums on, let's say, $25,000. That's what they're going to want to get. Is it $25,000?
Yeah, but the premium is $250 a year. So for $25,000, you have to do that for like 10 years without losing. Is that right? Something like that? You know what I'm saying? So.
Well, that'd be $2,500.
So you'd have to do it for the rest of your life before you're going to get paid $25,000 on insuring your diamond. So that's not going to work. And otherwise, you're paying out $25,000 for that diamond. And that's what I said in the very beginning. Uncle Artie told you how this could end. What did I say?
Yeah, of course.
What did I tell you how this could end right now?
Lab-grown diamonds, they don't insure, which they shouldn't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If they didn't insure them.
I can't believe that they are. I have never heard of anybody that is even insuring lab-grown diamonds.
I know. I'm telling you. It's crazy, really, right?
So are you, after you sell a lab-grown, are you then giving them the information to go insure that diamond?
I do an appraisal, and, you know, I'll spend 45, you know, with the mounting tax, diamond, $5,000, and I'll put $6,500.
So you're still putting more on top of what you're selling a lab-grown? What?
Well, yeah, that's
so
you're saying
that that's going to appreciate in value, which is a lie.
You know, you're right. I'll probably start, but see, I have to show that I gave them a deal. Because
it's all bullshit. That's what I'm saying.
You're just as bad as
your brother.
they see him online for 45, but I'm selling for 25. So, again, yeah, I mean, it's just kind of how it is, right?
Well, it doesn't have to be that way.
Well, I mean, you...
Whatever. If you sleep well at night, Artie, that's all that matters. That's fine.
Well, dude, I'm charging less than everybody else, so don't yell at me.
Well, I don't understand how. That's what I'm saying. I think jewelers are going to get a rude awakening when these customers are just going to start shopping online and paying $100 a carat. Then everybody's screwed.
Yeah.
Then every jeweler's going to be like, oh, my God, labs are the worst thing ever. You better buy a natural diamond. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
Uncle Tommy, watch that scenario come to fruition in a couple years. No one's going to be buying lab anymore, Artie. You think it's the future? You're going to be out of business.
No, then you just start selling naturals.
No,
you know, they own,
like I said, you just said they're taking over, and now in your next sentence you're saying, oh, now I'll sell naturals. My point is, labs aren't taking over. You'll be broke if you continue to sell labs over the course of the next 5 years. I promise you.
Why would I be broke?
Because you're not going to be able to make any money on them. What are you going to do? You're going to sell. You're going to sell the same amount of engagement rings year after year, right? I mean, that's probably the same amount of people are coming to you, roughly. I mean, yes, you're growing your book of business, I'm sure, with referrals and whatnot. But how are you going to continue to sell lab-growns, and your net dollars are going to be less and less because there's no money on them? That's what I'm saying. How are you going to survive when you're making $100 on a diamond?
I'm making more money now than I do on natural diamonds by a long shot.
And that's going to go away is what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, it will turn into they either get naturals or they're not going to buy, lab diamonds.
Exactly. Right.
So
you're not going to be able to make any money on lab diamonds. That's my point. How are you going to make any money when they're going online or they're going to Walmart or they're going to Costco and they're buying them for $100? They're buying a 1-carat diamond or a 2-carat diamond. They're buying for a few hundred bucks. You can't compete against that. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, they still got to deal with somebody on the rest of it, and I don't know what to tell you, but
well, then you're really going to be pissed off because then you're not selling this diamond.
I do what the market does. So right now it is sell the shit out of these and make money while you can, and then you just plead innocent when they say, well, hey, I found this at Costco for $500 and here's $25, and you just go, well, that's kind of what, the market keeps dropping and dropping, so, maybe they bought a shit ton of them all at once or something.
Okay. Well, don't piss off too many people.
Well, they're not pissed off. Again, the other thing is $2,500 is nothing in today's world. Absolutely nothing. I can spend that with 4 people at a fancy restaurant.
Right. So if that's nothing, then why are people buying lab-grown diamonds if that's nothing? Why not get a natural diamond?
Because the girls on social media have to hold up a 2-carat plus. So Johnny goes, great, you can get a 2-carat natural diamond for $18,000 to $25,000, and we're going to live with your mom and dad for the next 4 years. Or you can get a 2.5-carat killer ring, and we can move out and buy a house with the $15,000 that we don't have to spend now.
Right. They're not fooling a soul. Everybody knows they're all lab-grown.
And so they all have them, so they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, there's nobody walking around right now whispering in people's ears when they see them and going, oh, my God, that's a lab grown. Because their friend right next to them has one.
Okay, well, I guess those are the circle. I mean, around here, that's what happens. I know for a fact because my sister has a 3-carat natural diamond. And when she sees other girls that are getting engaged that have other diamonds that look big, she's like, yeah, that's lab grown. That's lab grown. So she knows. And her circle of friends know who has lab grown diamonds and who doesn't.
Right. So what I tell my guys, if that worries you and you don't want someone whispering behind your back, everybody buys
go hang out with people that can't afford natural diamonds.
No, don't buy anything over 2 carats because people buy natural diamonds up to 2 carats, so they can't
Then you're not going to be able to make any money on those, though, is my point, because they're going to be sold for next to nothing in no time. Then you won't be able to sell those.
Well, no time has now turned into 4 years.
Okay.
So,
well, in the grand scheme of things, that's literally a blip on the radar.
Well, that's going to be up to you guys to do something about it. That's not my fucking problem. You guys are the ones that are trying to present the diamonds.
I'm not doing that. Absolutely not.
Well, everybody's saying everywhere that
Have we ever said that the wave of the future is lab-grown diamonds and all we carry is lab-grown? No.
Well, and dude, the main thing, right, is for young people, today's world is way more expensive than it was when we were their age coming out to get started. Way more expensive. So they don't have the money. So it's an easy financial decision. There's nothing to even talk about. She still looks awesome, and it's perception is reality, and it's like football. Football is just nothing but entertainment. So jewelry is nothing but just looking good so you look pretty when you go out and see people. It has nothing else to do with anything else. So, you know, however you need to look pretty, then that's what you do. And if it means
well,
you can get
then
a...
then you're selling the diamonds at a completely... You have a completely different thought process on it versus what we're selling them as. We're selling them as the fact that it's a rare... It symbolizes something that's unique and rare. You know, it doesn't have to be a 4-carat diamond on your finger. It's that it's rare. So if you can't... They can still afford... If they're still spending $5,000 with you, if this world is so much more expensive now, they'd be spending $1,000. Why are they still spending $5,000 and $7,000? Because they just want big, that's all. If they want rare, they could still afford a 1-carat diamond.
So you're saying that, like, when they get on one knee and propose, they go, honey, I got you a natural diamond because you're so rare and beautiful, like this diamond that came from the earth naturally, that I had to get you a natural diamond, and she gives a flying fuck about that? You are
some
tripping,
do.
Dude.
Some do. Well, you know what? Then that's the wrong girl.
It's a whole different generation, people.
Exactly, that's not the type of woman I'd want.
it's not important to them anymore. They got other priorities. They're trying to save money because their apartment's
$2,000. They want to look good. So all they're doing is they're trying to give a perception. That seems fake to me, like the diamond that's going on their finger.
Thank you. Perception is reality, though, buddy. Remember that phrase, perception is reality.
I, you know what? I know my reality.
Well,
and it's all real. It's all real, baby.
The real reality is that that's what's been going on for 4 years. It's not fake. It's not invisible. And it's not stopping right now. Because life is too expensive. And social media requires her to have a 2-carat-plus diamond, and 90% of the guys that come out of college
Barry,
get married.
You just said it all right there.
They
how sad is that? You just said social media requires them to have a 2-carat diamond. That is that's the crux of the situation right there. That's a joke to me. I mean, if you're really saying
it,
right?
I am. I think it's ridiculous, but that's what social media has done to the diamond business.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it really has. That is, it's the biggest driving force of lab-grown diamonds is social media. She has to hold her finger up with a 2-carat-plus diamond. That's just, that is it. You can add what? Yeah, Michael gets ads of lab-grown diamonds every day, all day. You know, but that's a scary thing because some of these ads are, yeah, you know what? You can buy these for $70 a carat right now. And, you know, eventually, somebody's going to start questioning things and going. But to see the thing with me, my niche is so rare that they can come in and do one-on-one, sit with me, look at 10 million things in peace and quiet. It's not going, you know, going to the stores would get fucked before I'll get fucked.
Is that also the online stuff? People aren't going to be like, oh, that's definitely not high quality.
Right, and they still online are going to go, well, I don't know. Let me talk to Artie and see what's up.
There's some scams online to do that.
And then I give them the whole, you know, sometimes because there's two different processes, sometimes they come out and these diamonds are overcooked. And you know that too. They come out and they're just darker. So they'll be DEF color supposedly, and in my white tray, it looks blacker. And so I tell all my guys, we're not playing clarity color cut carat weight game here. We're playing what size is comfortable and does one look lighter in my tray than another. That's the one you want to buy. Because all the other shit, it doesn't matter. It's colorless, it's flawless, it's excellent on the cut, and it's 2.5 carats. The only thing you're doing is... And, a 2 is $500 less than a 2.5. So, you know, it's like you're just figuring out what size and, you know, which one says Hallelujah Jesus a little bit louder in the tray. And that's what I tell every single guy that comes in.
Mm-hmm. Well, ultimately, throw the diamonds out the window. It doesn't matter. They're buying from you because they trust you. So That's how sales has been since day one on this planet. You know, you probably bought your vehicle from a guy that you trusted or a girl that you trusted, and you know they gave you a spiel that made you feel good. That's it.
Well, like
that Toyota Camry. Guess what? It wasn't any more safe than the Honda that you checked out. You know,
that's true.
That's just how it goes. So you'll be fine, Artie. You're a good salesman. That's all that matters.
Now we'll stay in contact. I know it's just I don't know who knows where it's going to go. I mean, you're right.
I'm telling you, that's where it's going to go. I can promise you. Mike Indelicato is the CEO of RDI Diamonds. All right, trust me. Your family's done a great job in jewelry. Mike Indelicato made this business into $100 million a year, and he says that trust me, lab growns will be extinct. Maybe not in jewelry, but engagement rings. They will not be. Retail jewelers will not be able to survive on them alone in the next 5 years, guaranteed. I take his word for it. The guy's pretty smart.
No, I agree. They're not going to get more expensive and more popular. There's only one way they can go, and that's down, period, in reputation and value. And everybody knows that. But they're trying to ride this wave as long as they can because, yeah, you're right. The next thing may be there is no engagement rings. unless you're rich, which the rich people still make their kids, whether they got to give them the money or not, get natural diamonds. It's funny, the high school that I went to, St. Xavier, a lot of those guys all come out because their parents are all rich and belong to country clubs, and they all get natural diamonds. The other 40 schools in the town, they're coming in and getting the lab runs because they're like, dude, I got $4,000, $5,000. What can I get that looks awesome? And you know, that's. And did you spend any more than $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 on your wife's diamond? Would you have spent $10,000 to $20,000 on a little shiny rock? That's crazy.
Oh, I completely agree. If you don't have the money for it, why would you spend that? But the point is.
So 90% of them don't have the money.
You buy what you can afford. That's the point. I get it. Labs have just introduced an idea that, you can get this really big rock and it doesn't cost anything. It's just like you said. I mean, we're going back to it's just a perception. It's an illusion. That's all.
It's the girl's fault.
It's always women's fault. Absolutely. Well, it's always their
fault. It is because they want to be spoiled little brats, and they want to hold up a 2-carat plus diamond.
Exactly.
So
I agree.
Tell Emily and Aubrey and Adrian, you know, I'm a little disappointed in their whole female race. Because they're fucking up our business.
Exactly.
All right, buddy. Hey, I need, I don't know if I asked you about it yet, but I need I need Movals, Marquee Ovals for December 23rd. So if you can start looking for them and finding them for me. That couple that came in like May of this year, he's ready to buy now. So he's coming in on the 23rd and buying a canoe-shaped diamond, basically. So, I can spend. I got to be over 2 carats, and I gotta, I got up to like, I think $24,000-$25,000 to spend. He wants it to be in a perfect world. She does a 1.9 to 2 to 1 ratio, or pretty close to it, that long.
Mm-hmm.
But I was showing him stuff in March. Jesus. And, they were 271, 250, 349, Jesus. Maybe these were 250, 201, 259, 250, 201. Anyway, and he can spend up to like, I can spend up to like $24,000-$25,000 on the stone.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would think they're almost probably at a discount because
I'm not going to have them. I mean, they're so rare. I mean, ultimately, it's just a marquee that's chipped, and they're going to be.
Well, you ask Mark, my Ask Michael if he has any connections on those.
I'll definitely check. The one that I'm seeing right now that I really like is we have a 2-carat. This is an oval, a very elongated oval. It's a 1.72:1 ratio. So it's 11.2 by 6.5 millimeters. This is DVS2 GIA. So killer quality. This is 26.2 for the stone.
All right. Keep that one in mind. I'll definitely show that. It's just I can't. He's not coming from out of town till the 23rd.
Okay.
So just write a note on your desk if it's still available. I'll definitely throw it in the mix because if it looks killer, I can talk him off the 2-to-1 ratio thing and be like, dude, seriously, the thing looks like a canoe. It looks stupid. It's got to have some width and depth to get the sparkle. Otherwise, everything just goes straight through the diamond because it's just a long, skinny piece of glass.
Right. Yeah, I mean, this diamond still has life to it. You know, it's not going to look like a...
Well, maybe I'll just try it. I'll try and talk them into a lab grown instead, probably.
There you go.
What?
Idea.
What?
There you go. Make your $1,500 and move on to the next customer. That's smart.
That's the problem. If they're killing me $1,500 at a time, I'm not even getting killed at 10 grand at a time. Hey, I got a question. I need five ovals, five half carats matched, VS2SI1GH. My buddy that sells diamonds on the side for me was asking for them.
What size?
50 points, five matching 50s.
Okay.
Probably for a ring he's going to make for these people. So if they're SI1s to bring the price down, they're pretty good. Then that's fine. I just had a couple in last night, of course, the end of the day, and she brings her ring in to look at wedding bands, and she's like, hey, what's this black spot on my diamond? I'm like, oh, my God, seriously. And it got so dirty that it was just plain as day. Yeah, luckily, I'm like, here, give me that. And I cleaned it, and you couldn't see it anymore, basically. I was like, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, because I try to make sure.
You pulled out the Windex?
Yeah, well, that was to add it up. It was in the cleaner, then the Windex on top of that. Oh, yeah, that shit works on everything.
It's like Vaseline, Windex for the diamonds.
Exactly. Do you have the other set of tweezers? I don't have them. All right. So, yeah, if you can get me a number on that, he's ants in his pants usually.
He texted
me last night.
Okay. I'll check on that right now.
See you, buddy.
All right. Bye.